Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this interview which I'm doing with Angita Trastivi-Haryanto. She is a political science student from Indonesia. Hello, Angita.
Hello.
And thank you for offering us this interview. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's often like that Europeans go to the south, mm-hmm. they go to Africa or to Asia or to mm-hmm. Latin America to do some ethnological researches. Yeah. But you and your team are here to do some ethnological researches from Indonesian perspectives mm-hmm. in Germany. Yes. Can you tell us how it comes?
I think that's about time that people are doing ethnographic research not only in Asia or in Africa, but also in European. I think it has something to do with the production of knowledge, and we have to balance that. Not only Europeans can have the chance to do the research on Asia and in Africa, but also the researchers or scholars from Asia and Africa can also do that in Europe.
Yeah, and as you said, that's a kind of program that you are doing, like mm-hmm. Indonesian students coming to Germany every year to do...
Yeah, it's in a cooperative framework between three universities, one from Germany, that's University of Freiburg, and also two universities from Indonesia. It's Universitas Gadjah Mada and Universitas Hasanuddin. We did the program last year in Makassar, Indonesia, and this year we bring this program here in Freiburg.
Your topic is like what the Hut House does for helping to integrate refugees in the daily mm-hmm. life.
Yeah, it's about the roles and motivations for engage with refugees.
And how comes, how did you get mm-hmm. this idea?
Yeah, as a political science student, and actually my department, as to say, is international relations, so I'm quite familiar with the refugee and migration topic. And several years ago, there was this migrations in Germany, and up until now, actually, and it's still a hot topic until today. So I said to myself that yes, I want to do this. I want to do the research on this topic, but I also want to search for new perspective in understanding the refugee issue in Germany. And back in Indonesia, when we are talking about refugees, most people will just talk from the perspective of the government and from the perspective of the refugees, and make it a problem, a security problem, in which the refugee are being feared as either a threat or another way to pursue the national interest. But I think that's kind of dehumanizing, and it just put the issues into very narrow perspectives. So I try to broaden it and try to see the issues from the perspective of civil society. And so I came across the Rest House initiative when I asked my friends about the refugee, about the grassroots initiative in Freiburg, and I also searched about them in the internet. And the first thing that attracted me to them is actually their motto. I mean, they say that kind mensch is illegal, and actually that's the thing that attracted me, because several days before that, I read these articles that the Germany is trying to deport many people who they see as the illegal person, as in the refugee without any complete documents and things like that. And what makes me interested in this issue is also how I can use the humanitarian perspective in examining this, not only. How they engage with the refugees, but also in what dimension are they engaging with the refugees? How do they put humanitarian aspect into this, into their works, and things like that?
And how did you get your information? How did you work, actually?
I went to the Rest House several times and attended several meetings, especially meeting organized by the Action Plepere. And I also attended some German courses, because I have to do the participant observations for this ethnographic research, and try to contact the members conducting interviews, but also try to create some kind of a continuing communication with them, so that I can also talk to them outside of this formal or informal interview settings. So sometimes I hang out with my informants and just to know their perspective on the broader issues and doing informal talks like friends. But of course, I also went to the library and read articles on the newspaper or on the internet, because I still have to do the library research, especially regarding the humanitarian discussions, because I still need to learn what other people are thinking and what other people are discussing on these issues.
Yes. It means that it's merely a practical work. It means talking with people, looking for information, and you mentioned also the German class.
Yes.
It's German class for refugees.
Yes, it's a German class for refugees. So I attended the class several times. I think it was 5 or 6 times during my stay here in Germany. So I can observe how the volunteers, the teachers interact with the refugees or with the students, not necessarily refugees who attended the class.
Which were your expectations?
Actually, I thought that it would be more difficult than what I experienced, because some of my seniors who used to be part of this program already warned me that, you have to set a schedule if you want to interview some people in Germany, because they usually have structured schedules for several days or even several weeks. So I actually was thinking that, maybe I should just schedule an interview since 2 months ago before I get here in Freiburg. But turns out it's not that rigid or it's not that strict, and we can manage with being flexible enough.
And what was the most difficult thing that you came across?
Maybe it's about the participant observations. I mean, the Action Library has this meeting to talk about the Railroad Day X, the demonstration that they did 2 weeks ago, and mostly the meeting were held in German because they are used to speaking German in the meeting, and some of the members are not very comfortable in speaking in English. So if I were to come alone without my teammates or without any of my friends who can translate to me, it's very difficult for me, because I can only observe how they interact with each other and not the content of their meetings or their interactions or their communications. So it's quite difficult, but then it got me thinking that if you are trying to integrate into the society, then you have to know the language. Even if people are saying that that's the first violence that people will get, if that's the first form of violence to force someone to speak another language when they are outside of the country. I mean, and people will also be more comfortable speaking if they actually understand what you're saying or things like that.
And I also wanted to know, because at the end you will have to write a paper on it. So how do you think will the paper look like? Because this is mostly a practical work.
Yes.
And at the end you have to write like a scientific
report
on it. And did you find enough, literature?
Fortunately, I've managed to gather enough data to conjure at least a decent report, but I hope it will be better.
And can you say that this experience was really good, like it was a success?
I would say yes. And first is because, of course, I managed to access the field and got enough data. But second thing is that I learned the perspective from the people that I do the research on. I got in contact with the rest house and we talked about many things, and I learned that and I learned some things about their movement and their works and their talks on the refugee issues, and I can reflect that on the movement or on the organization that's currently happening in Indonesia. And of course there is similarities, but in the end it gives me a broader and more fresh perspective on the issues. And the third is that interdisciplinary is always good, especially if you do that in an international cooperation framework.
Yeah, it means like you also experience a kind of intercultural exchange
yes.
with the people and learn from them, and they also learn from you.
Yeah, and like what I said earlier, that's progress to bring ethnographic research here from the people, from the perspective of the people from Indonesia here in Germany.
And are you considering coming here again?
Yeah, I think it's a nice experience that I got in Freiburg, and just makes me think that maybe someday I will just come back here again and just see how the city has been progressing since the last time I was here.
Thank you so much for giving us this interview.